In fact, not a lot of people know this, but this next song was actually written in a holiday in Boston. Jackson, 1969. Just remember that. Which is a bit of a shame, because we utterly loathed and hated this one for 15 long years. But we brought it back in a slightly developed form, which makes it much more difficult to play and probably a pain in the ass to listen to. But we hope you like it. We do now. It's called Living in the Past. after a little over a year ago, old Martin, if I may call him that, and I indulged in a spot of middle-aged voyeurism in the quaint and pleasant town of Budapest, where we spied this 15-year-old vision of absolute perfection. She was but being the perfect gents that Martin and I are, we didn't touch, we didn't squeeze, we didn't tickle. And we didn't touch. And well, for one thing, she was only 15. And for another, we weren't. So, this is called Budapest and features one of the fabulous Fairport Five, Ricky Sanders on the Gypsy Violin. Hi, Harry. Budapest.
From the side of the hills, feeling like you were playing for your life. Thank you. Thank you. Boss, wait a minute, hold on. I just gotta say this to you, boss.
You guys are a crazy, nutty, nutty crowd. I don't know what it is about
just saying, fuck the crowd!
We want to get together and have lunch with you, but we want to, because I know you're the kind of crowd that's going to understand it. Yes, we're going to have lunch tomorrow, noon, we're leaving. Well, next time. We love you, thank you. Back to you.
Hey, can you say yes, sir?
He's going to have the coordinator. And now, boys and girls, what you've been waiting for, it's the slim, the trim, the 400 sit-ups every morning. Yes, Martin, Lancelot, and Macy Akinbaré. Hello, Martin.
Hello.
In the rather shoddy half suit, Honest Dave Pegg at the bass guitar. Hello, David. Hey! Here's a little tune which, well, I know we never usually ask you to join in these things, but we always think it's a bit corny, as it were. But I suppose this song fits the bill after all these years. It's called Too Old to Remember, also Too Young to Somebody Else. Thank you. We'll see you at the end.
Thank you.
Yet at his back and to make us happy conscience is leave. Up on the A1, a bicycle's corner, just like it used to be.
Thank you. I'm not gonna lie. Please. What better way to wind it up than with Wind Up? Bosotol from the Central.
Their unique blend of folk, blues, jazz, and rock and roll. Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome, please, for this exclusive acoustic performance, Jethro Tull!
Hello. Well, thanks very much for inviting us here to join in.
Do this little song, which is something. We're actually supposed to be in Boston even as I speak, but we're not, so... Hang on, Boston, we'll be there in a minute. This is called Skating Away on the Thin Ice of a New Day.
Be my one. When you belong to that one, you didn't stand a chance, son. If your plans were undone, society, when they wake up in the present day, a million generations removed from expectations of me, do you really want to be skating away, skating away, skating away on a thin ice of a new day.
Absolutely unearthly 5:30 a.m. this morning to jet down here from Montreal, braving customs, both American and Canadian alike, taking it in our stride as they did us. The odd autograph and whatever got us through in double quick time. We're off to Boston in a minute on the shuttle, fun, isn't it? Anyway, here's a song, a sort of acoustic rendition of a track from our new LP, and this is called Budapest. Some of you probably know what this is about already, and it's far too rude to mention over the air.
Then she was a middle distance runner. The translation wasn't clear. Could be a budding state hero. International competition in a year. She was a good enough reason for a party. When you couldn't keep up on a 100 miles, while she ran a perfect circle, and she wore a perfect smile. In Budapest, the caviar in the old gymnasium, dusting off the mandolins and checking on the gear. Well, she was helping out at the backstage, scalping hearts and chilling beer. Yes, and her legs went on forever, like staring up at infinity. Through a whisper cotton bandy, a long skin of satin seam. In Budapest, you could cut the heat, peel it back with the wrong side of a knife. Feel it blowing from the side bills. Feel like you were playing for your life and not the money. Hey, hot night in Budapest. She let down a lonely icebox, and she stopped some old warm white wine in. T-shirt, pants, and skin. You know it rippled just into muscle, but the boys and me were heading west. So we left her to the late road on a hot night in Budapest. Staring up at infinity.
the car was spinning to the wastelands, and she dedicated me that night in Budapest. She didn't grace our table. In fact, she wasn't there at all. It was a hot night in Budapest.
Thanks very much. Terrific. Rightio. Here's a song that's the first thing I ever did learn to play on the flute. In fact, I played with this gentleman who was the originator of this song a long time ago at some jazz festival when they thought we were jazz musicians, which is pretty perfectly obviously what we're not, as we will now amply demonstrate, no doubt. This is called Serenade to a Cuckoo, and thanks for having us. Don't forget the number. It's 212-985-9913, or if you're in the other area, I don't have it written on my bit of paper, but they'll tell you again later. Here it is, Serenade to a Cuckoo. Yeah. Oh!
Ian Anderson, Martin Barr, and Dave Pegg, that's Jethro Tull.
Thank you very much. Nice to see you.
That's a shuttle to see in Boston, all right?
The latest album, Crest of a Nave, is on Chrysalis Records. Look for Jethro Tull on tour in your city. In fact, if you're listening to this broadcast on WBCN in Boston, you can see Jethro Tull tonight in your town.